Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. In our last broadcast, we talked about that which is written in Quran chapter 7, verses 20 through 23 and verse 27, where we learn about the sedition of Satan, how Adam and his wife sinned according to the story of the Quran. As we learned that somehow Adam and his wife were seduced by the devil as he shows them their nudity, as they figure out that they are actually a man and a woman. How did he do that? By taking their clothes off and shows them their private parts. Obviously, we covered that in depth. So we do not need to repeat ourselves here. But I want to move on to Quran chapter 7 and verse 26 to see how Allah fixed the problem of the nudity of Adam and Eve by a very strange verse. Yes, you heard me right, a very strange verse, to the point that even Muslim scholars do not have a clue what Allah is talking about. And here is what is written in Quran chapter 7 and verse 26. O children of Adam, indeed, we sent down on you clothing to hide your private parts and feathers and the righteous clothes. This is best. This is of the signs of Allah. Perhaps they may remember. Notice here that Allah is speaking to the children of Adam, and he is telling them about some great covering which Allah used to cover their nakedness, to cover their private parts. And what is the covering? Let me read it again. It says, O children of Adam, indeed we sent down on you clothing to hide your private parts and feathers. I do not know about clothing nor feathers, because I do not think that Allah made a sewing factory to make underwear to cover the children of Adam private parts. And as for feather, Muslim scholars did not explain anything about these feathers and how Allah used the feathers to cover the private parts of the human race. Why do Muslim scholars not know the covering of Allah in the Quran? Could it be because they don't want to talk about the solution for the sins of Adam and Eve? As Muhammad did not talk throughout the Quran about any sacrifices as an answer for the sin of mankind? I believe that's exactly what it is. But in the Quran, Allah made a mistake by mentioning clothing and feathers. And if Muslims do not know what the Quran meant by what is written there concerning the covering for our sin, well, I got a verse for them. They need to follow the commands of Allah in the Quran. And that is what is written in Quran chapter 16 and verse 43. For there we read, and we did not send before you any except men that we inspired. So ask the people of the reminder if you were not knowing. Yes, indeed. Allah is telling Muhammad and the Muslims that all the men who came before Muhammad were inspired. The true inspiration of Allah, according to the Quran, not because I believe in that, but because Muslims believe in that, is actually found in a book written before the Quran. And that book is known to be the Bible, as Allah revealed to the men who came before Muhammad. And Allah is giving the Muslim the greatest advice, which is to ask the people of the reminder, to ask the Jews and the Christians if they do not know the answer for any question. After all, Allah in Quran chapter 5 and verse 101 told the Muslim believers never to ask. For there we read, O you have believed, do not ask about things which if they were revealed to you, it would be harmful to you. Allah is telling the Muslims never to ask Muhammad. But if they really have a question, they can ask the Jews and the Christians, the people of the reminder. With that being said, let's move on together to learn about the truth about the covering for Adam and Eve and all the human race nakedness. And that is what we read in the book of Genesis chapter 3 and verse 21. Once again, let me remind you that in the Quran, Adam and his wife were gluing the leaves of the trees and they were covering their nakedness. And that is what is written in Quran chapter 7 and verse 22. But in Genesis account, we know that they both were making clothes from leaves, but not by gluing, but by sewing. And that is what we read in Genesis chapter 3 verse 7. But did it work? The answer is absolutely not. We cannot save ourselves. We cannot cover our nakedness, the nakedness which is result of our sin. Therefore, God had to intervene, which took place through the sacrifices. That is what maybe Allah meant by what he wrote in Quran chapter 7 and verse 26 concerning the covering of the nudity of Adam and his wife and his descendants, as through Adam sin came into this world. And that is what we read in the book of Genesis chapter 3 and verse 21. For there we read also, for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them. Notice there was no feather, but simply leather, natural leather, because God did not start a manufactory to make artificial leather, but real leather, which comes from real animals. How you take the skin out of the animals? It's very simple. First, you kill the animal, and then you skin the animals. Then you take the skin of the animals to cover the nudity of Adam and Eve. That is the sacrifice which God offered to Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve taught these sacrifices to their children. As you continue to read in the Genesis account, that the sons of Adam, Cain and Abel, offered sacrifices. It just happened that Cain was copying his father and his mother for covering his sin by offering to God the sacrifices which did not work with his father and his mother. He offered the fruit of the earth. Adam and Eve used the leaves of the fig trees, and their son Cain used the fruit of some other trees. But his brother Abel offered the right sacrifice, which must be a blood sacrifice, as God taught Adam and Eve. As we read in the book of Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22, and according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood. And without shedding of blood, there is no remission. For that's how God covered the sins of Adam and Eve and those who came after them. Notice, I did not say the removal of sin, but simply the covering of their sin. Why is that? Because in simple words, these animals cannot truly purify Adam and Eve from their sins. It just simply cover their sin. Nudity in that passage we read in Genesis chapter 3 is the result of sin. And the only way for Adam and Eve to be covered and their sin to be hidden under the cover, it is through the sacrifices of the animals. What about the removal of sin? Completely. The total forgiveness, not covering, but forgiveness. This cannot be except when we see the fulfillment of the prophecies which has been declared by God to Adam and Eve when he declared to all mankind that the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the snake. Women do not have seed, and the Virgin Mary could not have a seed. But the scripture is very clear. It is the son of the woman, the seed of the woman, that is our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, of whom John the Baptist said in the book of John, chapter 1, verses 29 through 36, the following. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him, and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Do you realize what we're reading here? The sin of the world. Not only it will be covered as it was in the case of the sacrifices of the Old Testament, but the sins will be taken away. This is he of whom I said, "After me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me." And Prophet John, as Muslims claim him to be a prophet, ended his teaching by telling us who is Jesus Christ, which we read about in verse 34. For there we read, "And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God."
The Straight Way of Grace Ministry is excited to announce our creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstand Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. But is this true? This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arise from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. Please visit thestraightway.org for ordering information. And now, back to our show.
Who is Jesus Christ? He's the Son of God. Who is Jesus Christ? He is the Lamb of God. Who will do what? Who will die for the sin of the world. Muhammad changed the name of Jesus in the Arabic language from Yeshua to Isa. Now, the name Yeshua, which comes from the Hebrew word Yeshua, which means God saves. And the scripture is very clear. When angel Gabriel talked to the Virgin Mary and to Joseph, what did he tell them? "You shall name him Isa, son of Mary." No. That is the lies of Muhammad in the Quran. He clearly told them to name him Yeshua. And then he said, why? For he will save his people from their sins. Jesus did not come to this world to perform some miracles, as Muslims claim. He did not come to this world to announce about a prophet will come after him by the name Muhammad, as Muslims claim. But Jesus came as the Lamb of God, who will take away the sin of the world, who will deliver the people from their sins, for the wages of sin is death. Somebody have to die for my sin, me or God Almighty, through his son, Jesus Christ. Yes, Muhammad, in Quran chapter 7, verse 26, talked about a covering for the nakedness of the sons of Adam. He mentioned feathers and the clothes of righteousness. And he told us that that is the best of the verses of Allah, as it is written in Quran chapter 7 and verse 26, "O children of Adam, indeed we sent down on you clothing to hide your private parts and feathers and the righteous clothes." Muslims do not know what are the feathers which Allah sent on the sons of Adam to cover their private parts. Worse than that, Muslims do not know what is the righteous clothes. But we the Christians know it very well, because it is only through Christ we can receive righteousness. And this can only be through his death and his resurrection, as it was written throughout the prophecies of the Old Testament concerning the coming of the Savior, and in whom we will receive the righteousness. And that is what the prophet Isaiah wrote about in his book, chapter 61 and verse 10. For there we read, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garment of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. Something Muhammad or Muslims do not understand and do not know. When Isaiah wrote that 700 years before Christ, he was prophesying to us about the robe of righteousness, the garment of salvation, which we cannot receive except through Christ and through Christ alone. Well, let's move on to another verse with another problem in the Quran, and that is Quran chapter 7 and verse 28. For there we read, and if they commit an indecency, they said, we found our fathers doing it, and Allah has commanded us to do it. Say, surely Allah does not command with indecencies. Do you say against Allah what you do not know? Let me break this verse down to you. Allah here is speaking about the children of Adam. We know that from the previous verse, Quran chapter 8, verse 27. O children of Adam, do not let Satan seduce you. Continuing in verse 28, Allah is telling us, and if they commit an indecency. And when they committed indecency, their excuse was, they said, we found our fathers doing it. Wow. Maybe that fit with the true biblical teaching that sin came to this world through Adam, that is the first Adam, and sin moved from one generation to the following generations because we were born in sin. And then they continue to say, and Allah has commanded us to do it. That is a strange claim that Allah commanded the children of Adam to commit indecency. It does not make any sense, does it? How can Allah, if Allah is God, will order the children of Adam to commit indecency? But Allah corrects their lies here by saying, say, surely Allah does not command with indecency. Allah does not order people to commit sin against him. And Allah ended with this great question. Do you say against Allah what you do not know? Really? I think they know Allah very well. You know why? Because guess what? If we go together to Quran chapter 17 and verse 16, we find the opposite. Yes, indeed, Allah ordered people to sin so he can punish the rest of the people in that village. Listen to what Allah said in Quran chapter 17 and verse 16. And if we desire to destroy a village, we commanded its influence, so they live in transgressions in it, so the word will be established against it. So we destroyed it with an utter destruction. Who's speaking here? It is no one but Allah, the God of Muhammad. And what exactly is happening in that verse is very simple. Allah somehow came to his mind to destroy a village. He wanna wipe it out. So what does he do? He did not punish the sinful people in that village. No, he make the leaders of that village commit indecency. How is that? Listen carefully. We commanded its affluence, so they live in transgression in it. Allah gives the order for the leaders of the village to live in sin. And because the leaders sin, listen to what Allah does, so the word will be established against it. So we destroy it with an utter destruction. This is the contradiction of the word of Allah in the Quran. Quran 7:28, Allah does not order anyone to commit indecency. Quran 17:16, Allah orders the leaders of some village to live in sin so he can punish the leaders and all the people because simply he wants so badly to destroy that village. But Muslim scholars or fabricators would say Allah did not order the leaders to sin because simply he knows that they will sin against him. I'm sorry, that's not true. Why? Because the word of Allah is very clear. In Quran chapter 17 verse 16, Allah said, so we commanded its affluence so they live in transgression in it. It is Allah who gives the order. It is Allah who gives the command. It is Allah who forced the leaders, the important people of that village to sin against him. That's why they commit sin. As a matter of fact, It's very clear from the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith. And all Muslim scholars agree on that. That there is nothing I will do and there is nothing I will say in my life unless Allah already ordained for me to do. This began at the age of 120 days after conception. Yes, indeed, the angel of the womb will go inside the mother womb with a scroll and a pen. And he will write on that scroll with that pen everything that will go in the future of the life of that baby, which is not yet a living creature, because after that angel write down if the baby will be a male or a female, if the baby will be a believer or a disbeliever, if the baby will be a happy or a miserable, if the baby will spend eternity in hell or heaven, according to how much sin Allah would command him to commit or how much righteousness Allah would command him to commit, then the angel will breathe the breath of life in that 120-day-old baby. That is the reality. Allah commands the people to commit indecency, not when they are mature, but before even they have the breath of life in the mother's womb. My friends, this is the reality of the Quran. Not only Muhammad does not understand the fall of Adam and how God brought salvation to Adam through the covering of his sin by the sacrifices of the Old Testament, and how God brought salvation to all mankind through the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ. But the God of Muhammad, Allah, actually is the one who desires to fill hell with human and with jinn. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.